Conversation with Colts Owner. Breezy in here today. 5th of February 2007. This is Reverend Zemulator for our news. Primum mobile, Almighty God said late Sunday night. He had absolutely no relationship with Indianapolis Colts owner Jim Irsay. God said after watching the Colts defeat the Chicago Bears in the Super Bowl XLI, quote, "While I hold no ill will against Mr. Irsay, I don't want all the glory he gives to me. Why doesn't he give the glory to the poor fans shelling out $120 for a decent seat at the RCA Dome?" Unquote. After being presented the Vince Lombardi Trophy at the Pro Player Stadium in Miami Sunday, Irsay thanked the Lord for calling an exceptional series of running plays against the Bears' defense. Irsay said to thousands of Colt and God fans in attendance, quote, "We're giving it all to God because God is looking out for us on this journey." God screamed at the television in his wood-paneled den Sunday night, quote, "What? Your journey to Los Angeles? I know your heart, Jim Irsay, and I wouldn't bat an eye moving the team to Southern California when the opportunity presents itself. Listen, pal, I'm not paying for the moving vans this time around." Unquote. Sources close to the omnipotent said he was somewhat irritated by Irsay giving the glory to him after the Colts defeated the New England Patriots 38-34 in the AFC Championship game on January 22nd. But God decided to hold his peace, waiting to see what Brian Urlacher could do against the running game. God has held a grudge against the Irsay family since March 29th, 1984, when Irsay's father, Robert, moved the Colts from Baltimore in the dead of night, breaking the hearts of millions of fans. Quote, "It was my will that Baltimore had the Colts and Indianapolis the Pacers," unquote, God sentenced in a statement. He continues, quote, "When my servant Robert broke my solemn covenant with Monument City, my day-to-day involvement with the Colts organization effectively ended," unquote. Despite his insistence on God's guidance in the Colts affair, theologians have noted that Irsay did not give God the glory for the Colts' defeat in 2003 and 2004 AFC Championship games, or in 2006 when Mike Vanderjagt missed a 46-yard field goal attempt in a playoff game against the Pittsburgh Steelers. A Dr. Bert Jones of Union Theological Seminary in New York says, quote, "Irsay only expresses his gratitude to the divine when something good happens. Most Americans, particularly wealthy ones, believe their money proves they enjoy God's favor and preempts the need to reach out to their fellow man. But they hold fast to the Bible and believe in their successes, whether a Super Bowl ring or a promotion at work, are proof of God's hand in their lives and a compelling argument for banning gay marriage. When they lose, well, God had nothing to do with that," unquote. God extended his congratulations to Peyton Manning for finally winning one in Florida, but told reporters he had more pressing issues to deal with. Quote, "I believe my son said, 'Blessed are the poor,'" unquote, said God. Quote, "Not 'Blessed are the rich heirs' to an NFL franchise that would make millions of dollars if you put a bunch of monkeys in pads," unquote. Bears coach Lovie Smith claimed God was on the Colts' side from the start, making it rain through the entire game to screw up the team's offense. Smith exclaimed, quote, "I bet God was bribed," unquote. And for you non-American footballers, I know, American football is a pussy sport, and it's not real football. I don't care because I don't watch the game myself. This has been Reverend Zemulator for Run News. Thank you for suffering.